Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sean Diddy Combs case might just be one of the biggest ones we've seen this year, or honestly this decade. Like, this is a disaster. The more that comes out, the scarier it gets. And honestly, it's been a little overwhelming to constantly read headlines of what they've uncovered or things they've found. But this one stopped me in my tracks this morning and I had to pull it. Diddy has allegedly had fellow rap star Kid Cudi's car blown up. So this happened back in 2012, and with the recent indictment of Diddy, things are now aligning to believe that Diddy was the one to blow up Kid Cudi's car.
I heard that he had the Game, you know, was kind of a big time rapper, said that he had a hit on Drake, that he wanted to kill Drake.
Really?
Whoa. That's the Game release. Yeah, that's the Game said. He said he knows for a fact that he heard through the rumors in L.A. that when Drake was in L.A., Diddy had a hit on him because they were arguing over beats of Started From the Bottom was supposed to go to Diddy and Drake took it, and so Diddy was going to kill him.
There's that also some Tupac rumors, too. Yeah. That go way back.
Yeah, I mean, that's
People are looking back at, Leo. Like, people are looking way back.
Yeah, because Leo was seen. There's old school party photos, and Leo just came out and said, look, guys, I was at parties with Diddy, like a lot of people, but I didn't see any freak offs or whatever that was going on.
Right. And so the Diddy car blow up thing with Kid Cudi actually came out in Cassie's allegation. Cassie is Diddy's ex-girlfriend who kind of kicked off all of these investigations because of the video that leaked of her and him at the hotel. But anyway, she said, and this is what the court said, Mr. Combs told Mrs. Ventura, who's Cassie, that he was going to blow up Kid Cudi's car and that he wanted to ensure that Kid Cudi was home with his friends when it happened. So this seems pretty legit. Maybe this is why people didn't come out and report Diddy either. If he has all these hits against people and acts of violence, people keep asking, why didn't you come out? Why didn't you come out after all these years? Maybe this is a reason why.
Well, Eminem in his most recent album, this song seems like it's getting tons of streams because he said, Eminem.
Yeah, he literally has, says some stuff that basically says Diddy did it.
Yeah, and said, hey, you're probably going to be the next person you take a hit on will be me. I just have a lot of security is what Eminem says in the song, basically. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, you know the 1,000 bottles of baby oil that they discovered? Mm-hmm. His lawyer finally came out and said and explained it. Did you guys hear
why?
No, what's the story?
He said he lives next to Costco.
Americans buy in bulk, he said.
Yeah. He says that's why he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Diddy's an American just like us, and Americans like to buy in bulk.
Diddy going to Costco.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine that? Diddy walking around Costco. Seems like a crime.
He's getting
itself.
A bunch of bottles of baby oil, man.
He loves the Kirkland snacks. Who doesn't?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Diddy likes the fact that the hot dog is $1.25 still.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hot Shed.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
St. Louis native Sterling K. Brown, other known as Randall from This Is Us, recently opened up about his marriage and how he keeps his wife happy, and it's actually bringing his character home. Randall Peterson, he brings his character home, and that's how he becomes happier in his marriage. He wants to be like Randall, and he actually has a term that him and his wife use all the time, WWRD. What would Randall do?
Seriously. Yeah. Randall was the greatest, like, dude. Like, you just ask yourself, how would Randall handle this situation? And he would overthink it probably, but also just be the best guy ever.
Yeah, if you're a husband or a partner or of any kind and you want to know how to treat your partner, I suggest looking up on YouTube Randall from This Is Us because he treats his lady like a queen.
Although some people say Jack. You go back and forth. Are you Jack or Randall?
I'd take either of them.
Yeah, both of them are like, that's what it, like a husband and dad are. Randall and Jack, bro. Like, just that you just do in your life. Just Randall and Jack it up.
I love that it's really cute that he... I know, I was ready to catch you on your fall for that one. But his wife actually came out and said that she loves, you know, bringing up Randall at home. And there was an example of she wanted help with the Christmas tree and he was just sitting watching basketball and she said, excuse me, Sterling, can I get Randall, please?
That's funny.
I love it. And I also think it's amazing. Like a lot of characters that people play can be kind of like dark or have like a negative impact on their mental health. But Randall, he's just killing it.
Yeah, he makes everything positive.
Yes, love it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.